1955 2000।
मुद्दे लाखपुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंसूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार सीताराम, और अस्सलामु अलैकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहार ऐ बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल जय गुरु दत्ता। साई राम अस्सलाम वालेकुम, गुड आफ्टरनून टोरंटो, गुड आफ्टरनून वर्ल्ड, वेलकम टू शब्दम रेडियो, shabdamradio.com, वी आर अप एंड रनिंग, ई आवाज ऑल्सो द वेबसाइट यू कैन कैच अस, एंड ऑल्सो यू ऑन ट्यून इन। My name is Richard Aziz, I'm your host and going to keep you company right until 3 o'clock today. How about invite a friend to join us and listen to Shabdam Radio? And what a program we have in store for you. We have an interview coming up with one of the directors of the Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre. Also, we'll be speaking to Dave, the lawyer who has been working tirelessly to bring back and repatriate Canadians out of Guyana. There's a flight coming, he'll be telling us about that. Imam Slimi of the Saida Khatija Center also would be my guest on the program later today. And also we'll be doing a welcome to Ramadan special on today's program. Also, we will be featuring a special segment of today's program dedicated to those who have left us due to the COVID-19 and the family and friends who are grieving and mourning. I can tell you with personal testimony, it has been a difficult one. I've lost my sister. After the program last week, I learned that she was not responding, and later that evening on the way to the hospital she died. Inna ilahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. So today we'll be remembering my sister and those who have been affected by this terrible disease, COVID-19. So stay with us. This is Shabdam Radio on a Saturday.
किसी से कभी न कभी कहीं न
सकने दिल लगाना पड़ेगा। किसी न किसी से कभी न कभी कहीं न कहीं दिल लगाना पड़ेगा। को मैं देखूं किस पाइन में अपना समझूं, संग में अपने ले लूं। कोई रंगीली चैल छबीली, कोई रंगीली रसीली चैल छबीली, आज मेरी जिंदगी में आके रहेगी। किसी न किसी से कभी न कभी कहीं न कहीं दिल लगाना पड़ेगा। हम किसी न किसी से कभी न कभी कहीं न कहीं दिल लगाना पड़ेगा।
Everyone, I extend a warm welcome indeed to one of our dear listeners celebrating his 77th birthday today. I want to make sure he's with us. Ram Narayan Ram Kisoon, happy, happy birthday, sir. Today, the 18th of April, is indeed his birthday. Welcome and happy birthday. Coming up in a little bit, we are presenting the Hanuman Chalisa in his honor, in honor of his birthday. Stay with us.
ऐसी नाजुक हो वो जिसका शबनम मुँह धोती हो, चांद भी सदके होता हो जब रात को वो सोती हो, आँख शराबी गाल गुलाबी, आँख शराबी शराबी गाल गुलाबी, प्यार से सवार दे जो जिंदगी मेरी, किसी न किसी से कभी न कभी कहीं न कहीं दिल लगाना पड़ेगा। किसी न किसी से कभी न कभी कहीं न कहीं दिल लगाना पड़ेगा।
Welcome to ShabnamRadio.com, streaming your culture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your host Richard Aziz.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week. all your catering needs, dining, takeout, or just hanging out. Cabana Restaurant and Lounge, now open at 1590 Dundas Street East in Mississauga. Call 905-232-2003. Remember, they can handle big or small events at that location. Or off-site catering. Call now, Cabana Restaurant and Lounge, 905-232-2003. Your weekend entertainment is now even better. Hey friends, you can now enjoy Caribbean Showtime every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 on the IP Box. Just go to eAwaz TV, and in fact, you can download the app at eAwaz Official and catch us on your smartphone. So Saturdays on Rogers 129, Bell 583, and Sunday on the eAwaz Official app and of course eAwaz TV every Sunday morning 9 to 10. That's right, friends. We are now on
Charlie's
Sunday.
At Morningside.
Please, you could download the app at EOR's Official. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning on Sunday, we are on. And this was a change due to Ramadan, but we would be staying there permanently. So you have us on Saturday morning, 9 to 10 on Rogers, 129, Bell 583, and Bell 5 at 1235. Sunday on your smart device. And of course, you could download the app at the App Store, eAwaz Official. You choose either the iPhone or Android, and it's simply easy. So I'd suggest you could try that today. Have it ready. So tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, click, bam. You could stay in your bed. You could have breakfast and watch the show. Those of you who have get it on Rogers or Bell. The IP Box, you go to eAwaz under the Urdu listing. You might even find it there. There are many places it's listed. You know, it's the number one South Asian television on the IP Box. You can get it on Amazon, the Amazon Stick, and many other platforms. So we are Saturday and Sunday, and of course our radio program right here, 770 WTOR. Well, I've been trying to call Mr. Ramnarayan Ramkisoon so I could wish him myself personalized birthday wishes, but something, I don't know if the phone is so busy after seeing his greeting on television. Everybody probably calling him, you know, his family and friends want to wish him all the best. So the phone either is busy or it's not hung up properly. So please, if that's the case, you might want to check your telephone. Well, happy birthday, happy 77th birthday. Greetings going out to Ramnarayan Ramkisoon. Today he would be celebrating his birthday. Well, want to dedicate this selection coming out to you from your beautiful wife, your friend, your lifelong partner, Gloria. Not forgetting Rajan and Surmin and Tara, Mona, also your grandchildren, Ayan and Jeevan. Hope you're enjoying your day so far. And just in case, I'm sure this would put you into the celebrating mood. Happy birthday, Ramnarayan Ramkisoon. Best wishes on this day. Greetings are coming to you from Christian, Sandra and their children. Mini Captain also sends her love. Happy birthday. And members of the Devi Mandir. Ah, there are so many of them sending greetings to you. Happy, happy birthday.
लाखों है निगाह में जिंदगी की राह में सनम हसीन जवान होंठों में गुलाब है आंखों में शराब है लेकिन वो बात कहां लट है किसी की जादू का जाल रंग डाले दिल पे किसी का जमाल लट है किसी की जादू का जाल रंग डाले दिल पे किसी का जमाल तब ये निगाहें के रोकती है राहें तब ये निगाहें के रोकती है राहें देखो ले ले के तीर कमाल लखों है निगाह में जिंदगी की राह में सनम हसीन जवान होंठों में गुलाब है आंखों में शराब है लेकिन वो बात कहां जानू ना दीवाना मैं दिल का। कौन है ख्यालों की मलिका, जानू ना दीवाना मैं दिल का। कौन है ख्यालों की मलिका, भिगी भिगी रुत की छाँव चले, मान लो कहीं वो आन मिले। भिगी भिगी रुत की छाँव चले, मान लो कहीं वो आन मिले। कैसे पहचानू के नाम नहीं जानू, कैसे पहचानू के नाम नहीं जानू। किसे ढूंढे मेरे अरमान, लाखों है निगाह में जिंदगी की राह में सनम हसीन जवान। होंठों में गुलाब है, आंखों में शराब है, लेकिन वो बात कहाँ।
Well, we hope you're having a good Sunday morning and, of course, a beautiful day on the outside. Brilliant sunshine, perfect weather. We're sitting, what, maybe about 10 or 11? And we are celebrating with Ram Kisoon, celebrating his 77th birthday, just returning from Trinidad a few weeks ago. But, of course, happy to be back with his family and friend, especially his sweetheart, Gloria. Happy birthday, Ram Narayan Ram Kisoon. Well, we want to welcome also today on the program, becoming a regular on the program, we want to say hello and welcome to Dave Narayan, the lawyer who has been an initiated, I want to call it a rescue flight out of Guyana. Welcome to the program once again, Dave. How are you? And how are your parents doing?
Oh, hi, Richard. Everybody's doing well. And they're a little bit jumpy, but they're staying home and they're going to continue to do so until the crisis is over and it's safe to do so. Also, Richard, just a bit of a surprise for you, but I have Joyanne, who was on the show with you last week, also joining us. She's on three-way.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, so, Richard.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. So you're enjoying the cool Canadian weather and happy to be back on Canadian soil?
Yes, I am. Very happy to be back. It's quite an adjustment, though, having to stay indoors and not do much and, you know, making sure you're adhering to all the rules that we have to follow as people returning back, you know, during this COVID crisis.
Okay, so let's get to it. What is the good news? Go ahead. The airways belong to you, too. Go ahead.
Yes, so thank you again, Richard. I mean, your team has been very helpful in giving us this free airtime to get the message out to help Canadians stranded in Guyana. So since last week's show, there are now two WestJet evacuation flights arranged for today and Monday, bringing back over 100 Canadians stranded in Guyana. I would like to thank the High Commission of Canada in Guyana and High Commissioner Lillian Chatterjee and her team for their tireless efforts helping those Canadians. Since March 14th, her office has been responsible for making six different evacuation flights available to Canadians wanting to leave Guyana. I would also like to thank Liberal MP Sonia Sidhu of Brampton and Liberal MP Alia Hassi of Willowdale for helping and supporting this effort. And again, I'd like to thank Trish Browning from Caribbean Toronto Newspaper, Anthony and Daryl at Caribbean Camera Newspaper, Alan at Caribbean Vibrations, Tara at Panorama TV, and of course yourself, Richard Aziz. I'm hopeful that any business owners listening continue to buy advertisements from our Caribbean media outlets to ensure that these vital Caribbean media organizations are still in business when the pandemic is over. And today my main message to the listeners is if you are or if you have relatives in Guyana that are seeking to come back to Canada, you can contact the High Commissioner of Canada in Guyana's office, and I have the phone number here for any of your listeners that would like it. The phone number is area code 592-608-7012. They do want to hear from you if you are in Guyana and trying to get back to Canada. Again, the High Commission's phone number is 592-608-7012.
Well, thank you again for all the work and all those who have assisted. It's been a journey, I must say, I was fortunate to be part of at least reading the WhatsApp chat, and I saw the former president of the Central Islamic Organization of Guyana has made it finally. So Sister Jeanette Firouz, I've been reading all about, and some of the people asking for fish. Apparently there's a shortage of fish, Guyanese fish. Everybody was asking for fish. Mr. Mann, you like your fish.
But including Dave Richard.
Yeah, that's Dave, a great snapper. Yeah, I want his great snapper, and his father and mother just returned. But we could get you with Sheikh Halal. He has by the container of fish. Don't worry. But okay. Thank you for your effort, Dave, and all those. And again, to the so many I don't even know on the WhatsApp chat for their condolences on the passing of my sister. It was really comforting to read, but I just wanted to get the message out for those who are traveling and coming back in, that they must know that it's real. People's lives are being touched by it, and there's so many people that we're starting to know within our community circle that are passing and falling dead to this disease. So it's very, very serious. And once again, thank you, and convey my thanks to the WhatsApp chat group.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's it. I have a tight program today, so please, we'll keep in touch. 416-620-1778, 416-620-1778. I'm not sure who is texting, but listen, right now we have to get ready for Puneet, who will be calling in. But, you know, when we made an appeal a couple of weeks ago asking for support on this program, we didn't get any response to say except a friend Pete and one gentleman asked for my address, and I thanked them. We said that anyhow, but never followed up because I wanted to speak to the individual so we could see what we can do to give back in return. But there are so many of you, like the Ramkisoon family, who took time to celebrate with us or commemorate something with us here on the program. I want to say thank you again. Last week, Dave and his parents supported us with the sponsoring of the Hanuman Chalisa. And today, in celebration of Mr. Ranarayan Ramkisoon, who will be turning 77 today, they are sponsoring the Hanuman Chalisa. So again to you, sir, Hanumanji's blessing. And again, from your loving wife, Gloria, not forgetting Rajan, Antara, Shomi, Surin and Mona, also grandchildren, Ayan and Jeevan Ramkisoon. And again, allow me to wish you, sir, Hanuman's blessing. And it is always a pleasure communicating with you and your beautiful wife, Gloria. Thank you very much for sponsoring and helping us here on the program. Sit back, relax, and again, compliments the Ramkisoon family in celebration of Ramnarayan Ramkisoon's 77th birthday. We present the Hanuman Chalisa.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhari Baranau Raghubar Bimal Jasu जो दायक फल चारी बुद्धिहीन तनु जानी के सुमिरो पवन कुमार बल बुद्धि विद्या देहु मोहि हरहु कलेश बिकार जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीस तिहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत रामा महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी केसा हाथ वज्र और ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगबंदन विद्यावान गुणी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरि सियहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर सहारे रामचंद्र के काज सवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति की बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित हहीसा जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कवि को विद कही सके वही कीन्हा राम मिलाय राज पद दीन्हा तुम्हरो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लील्यो ताहि मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मुद्रिका मेली मुख माही जलधि लाघि गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे देते राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे होत ना क्या बिनु सारे सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी सरना तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना आपन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे भूत पिसाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुनावे नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीरा संकट ते हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जो लावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सो जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है। है परसिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे अष्ट सिद्धि नौ निधि के दाता अस वर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दासा तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंत काल रघुबर पुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई और देवता चित्त न धरई हनुमत से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंदी महा सुख धोई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होय सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा की जय नाथ हृदय मह डेरा की जय नाथ हृदय मह डेरा
पवन तनय संकट हरण मंगल मूर्ति राम लखन सीता सहित
अगेन वी वांट टू से थैंक यू टू ग्लोरिया एंड हर फैमिली फॉर सेलिब्रेटिंग Ram Narayan Shukram's 77th birthday with us here in Shabdam by sponsoring the Hanuman Chalisa. Again, best wishes to you, sir, for the entire family circle here, of course, Canada, and not forgetting Trinidad. Also, we must mention that Sandra and Krishan, their family, sends their love. Happy birthday indeed. Well, don't forget, come tomorrow, everybody. I want you to listen. Your weekend entertainment is now even better. Take a listen to this and do join us tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock if you miss Caribbean Showtime. Or, you know, some people like to get an extra dose of it. Your weekend entertainment is now even better. Hey friends, you can now enjoy Caribbean Showtime every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 on the IP box. Just go to eAwaz TV and in fact you can download the app at eAwaz Official and catch us on your smartphone. So Saturdays on Rogers 129, Bell 583 and Sunday on the eAwaz Official app and of course eAwaz TV every Sunday morning 9 to 10. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
And indeed, we are happy this morning to chat with our dear friend Puneet, who has been supporting us here on this program. And I want to, first of all, say thank you for that. And welcome, Puneet, to the program. I know you've been very, very busy, Puneet. But like everything else, business and the way we live our lives have been changed and is affected going forward. If you could give our listeners a little update how things are changing at your place of work, your place of business, and what we should know about when coming to your facility or gathering to say farewell to our loved ones. Hello? Hello? Okay, so we'd wait for him to call back. I had him on the line. I'm not sure what happened there, so let's see if we can get him back. You know, there are two facilities, Brampton Crematorium in Brampton and also Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center out in Ajax. So I'll just wait to see if we can get him back on the line, and that's Puneet at Brampton Crematorium. So it was disconnected, so he's just telling me he'll be calling back. So those of you who have been using their facilities and giving me your feedback, we have been passing them on, and some of the little glitches or observation you've made, if you would check again, you would see that they have been addressed and corrected. Especially thank you, Lil, for your suggestions, and I had passed them on to Puneet. So I'm glad to see that they are indeed doing just that. I have him. Hi, Puneet.
Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
Good. What happened with the line there?
I'm not sure. I think it just dropped.
So did you try calling it back?
I just called right now.
Oh, you're calling my cell?
Oh, okay. So call that one.
Yes,
right,
please.
Sorry,
yes, yeah, thanks. Yes, so we'd get a clearer feed from the studio line, 416-620-1778. A beautiful day out there. Beautiful indeed. Here we go. Hi, Puneet.
Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm glad to have you. And before you were on hold, I was welcoming you and asking if you could share with us how business have changed, because a lot of things have been changed now due to this pandemic, the COVID-19. What is different about what we could expect when we come to say farewell to our loved ones?
Well, there's been a big change, Richard, and it's hard to see families that are grieving, and then there's so many restrictions on them. But from the government, we've been told only 10 people maximum are allowed in the whole funeral home, including the parking lot. So it doesn't matter how big our funeral home is, how much parking we have. We're only allowed 10 people. We're doing as much as we can with the cleaning precautions. But that is the main difference. You have to really identify who the immediate family members are. And for everyone else, we have live stream features where they can watch from home.
So 10 people with the staff included?
Staff excluding. So we have quite a lot of staff there. So that's being... But unfortunately, that does include any clergy, any pundits, any officiant is included in that 10 as well.
Wow. And how have the family members been responding?
Well, you know, Richard, like I was saying, it's really tough to see. A funeral already is a very hard time for a family. But now when they don't have that support system around them, you really don't, like, when you have people around helping you at that time, it goes a long way. And first, I want to say my condolences to you too, because I know your family's gone through a loss, and you guys have seen this firsthand how difficult it is in this time.
Yes, indeed, and in fact, she lives in New Jersey. We couldn't attend the funeral. I couldn't even visit it. My mother or any of my sisters or brothers. So that's another story, and I hope I could address that with some of our listeners so they could understand what it is like. But you have made some adjustment also in the way you could accommodate those grieving.
For sure. So, like, going back to the live stream, we've noticed that's really a great way for getting those people who are not able to come to pay respects, to give condolence messages. We've seen through our live stream feature, people are able to give video condolences. So the family has something there that they can listen to after the funeral, during these days where they're going through this grieving process. And we notice that interactiveness with the family, we're all social distancing, really helps one another to be together.
And that feature, Zoom, that platform, I see you've been using it, and I think it's quite remarkable how effective. In fact, some people who could never, even if under the old circumstance, they still would not be able to come due to visa and distance, etc. So with the Zoom, quite a bit of people now could log on and actually take part in the funeral procession, or at least witness it.
Exactly, Richard. So Zoom, Facebook, we're trying to make it as easy as possible. Like you said, sometimes family members can't even come from overseas. So not only social distancing, but it's making it easier for everyone to be part of those end rites for everybody.
Well, you know, in the past, I have been giving you feedback from some of our listeners who use your facility. And the Mongroos recently called me, and they were very pleased. They said, Richard, they had called for your number. Krish had a funeral there with his mom. I believe over this weekend here, we have another funeral for Derek Singh. Again, condolences to Marlon Singh and his family. The man we referred to as Doc passed away. That's Derek Singh, Marlon Singh's father. Condolences to him and his family. And what you were able to do with the service, you're offering a reduced price as far as... So tell us a little bit about what the government, what you are teaming up and what you're offering.
So there's a couple things, Richard. So first, for those who have been hit the most with this financial uncertainty, there is financial assistance that the families can apply for, and that will cover the entire cost of the funeral. Again, there's eligibility that goes in this, and they have to see if you qualify for it or not. But families who say can qualify for the government assistance, we have basically slashed our prices right now, reduced our prices, keeping it very simple from half an hour services to 1 hour services, and really just guiding families on how to right now do an affordable funeral, because we know with the times ahead, people are going to be a little bit more conscious of how they spend money, and we're here to help. We don't want to misguide them. We want to give them the proper information, and in the same time, do a respectful funeral while saving money as well.
And I know it's a huge facility. I understand you still haven't laid off any staff, and it's trying times indeed. So some people might think, you know, well, funeral homes are making a ton of money now, but I understand that people are going for the basic because no expensive casket. There's not any upselling. You are trying to, in fact, encourage people to keep it shorter to get them home and in and out of the facility as quick as possible. Normally, people would put a minimum charge, but you have from half-hour service to 1 hour, which is, again, accommodating people and their budget, right?
Exactly, Richard. So right now, the concern isn't really the business side of it. It's more the safety of our community. We, like you said, we want families to be able to pay their respects, but be there for as limited time as possible. That's the best way to keep everybody safe. Boy, sticking to less than 10 family members, keeping the interaction with the funeral home as minimal as possible as well. That's why we can do all the arrangements, funeral arrangements online. We don't need you coming there multiple times. You're dropping off the clothes to us once. We're dressing your loved one for you very respectfully. And when you come for the funeral day, everything is ready for you, right? So we're really making it all-inclusive. Everything is done. You don't have to worry about anything.
Can I ask you, because from my experience with my late sister, no one was allowed to touch the body. In fact, the Muslim funeral would normally have ghusl, and they would prepare the body and wrap it and bathe it, and etc., but it's not allowed. How are you proceeding with that? Is it... strict guidelines about that, or you're still allowed to dress the body?
So there's two things. Just being honest, Richard, if it's a COVID body, no one from the family should touch the body. If it's a COVID case, no way, no matter what, you should touch. And you should actually keep your 2 meter distance from that body as well. If it's a regular case where someone has died and we've done the embalming, the full preservation treatment's done, again, we don't advise you touching, but you can be closer to the casket and pay your respects in that way as well. But going back to your dressing, we are doing all the dressings for families right now, from washing, dressing, all that stuff is done by us.
Okay, let me just say this, that, you know, Puneet and his family, they have cancelled most of their ads on other outlets due to, it's not about trying to song as if they come and buy. And they have agreed to stay on with us because of the service we provide for our community, the work that we do and more so the relationship we have with this family and this funeral parlor. So I want to say thank you. We appreciate your assistance as we continue to do our part by promoting and advising. And again, you know, let people know if he's on the phone with me. If there was some concern, somebody would find, well, we wasn't able to see the Curtin group, and they told me, I passed it on, and he made some address to that. He would ask that people would advise him how big or small it would be, so either you had a bigger stage or you put it on the floor, and probably we'd try so you can look at it through cameras, and he's thinking about putting up screens so you can see that. So many, many concerns I already passed on. One even was to change a flag. The Canadian flag was torn, and it was brought to his attention. Bam, the same day it was corrected. So they are very proactive, and they are very engaged with our community. I want to let you know also, there are other funeral homes. We are not here to bash any, but there are different prices for South Asian and different price for West Indian. But sadly, I must say, the West Indian price is a bit higher. And that shouldn't be. It's the same procedure, etc. But over this facility, I met with his uncle, the senior man there, and he said, listen, we work with them. If you want a small room, you want a small service, he even go and stand in and give a speech, even if the family member can't make it or there is no one to represent. So they're very, very accommodating. And I want to say thank you to those of you who have used them and continue to do so. We thank you. Thank you very, very much indeed. Another thing that you were asking our loved ones, if they could prepare maybe slide presentation, video, condolences so that you could share it on your PA system and video audio presentation at the facility. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know what, Richard, what I've been telling everybody is that we all live one life and we still want to celebrate that life. We all deserve to have a respectful funeral and remember that legacy. So in doing that, you want to still put your memories out there, the slideshows, the speeches. With our Zoom and Facebook, like I said, there's people who are going to be sitting at home. They have something to reflect on, see, hear. And that's what really a funeral is about, remembering those memories. And that's what we're trying to help families. I know it's uncertain times, but continue to get those pictures together, make speeches, and really remember that life. That's what's important.
Well, thank you very much. You know, you just convinced me of something because my sister asked if I was going to do something today. So I was going to do a little Quranic recitation as I would every weekend, compliment my family in memory of my sister. But there's so much I would like to share, and I think I would do just that. Celebrate her life a little bit on this program. So Puneet, thank you and your family and staff. I want to, you know, we talk about frontline employees. I don't think anybody could be more on the front line than those who are assisting in getting our family to that final service, their final journey, their final resting place here on this earth. So I applaud you. I thank you. I pray that God continue to protect you and your staff and family. And thank you for your service. Anything else you would like to add in closing?
No, I just want to thank you, Richard, for having me on, giving me this time. And I just want to let all the listeners know, be safe, stay at home, and we can get through this together. Thank you for having me on, Richard.
Thank you, my brother, and talk to you again. Bye-bye.
That's
you know, he is a gem indeed. You should ask him if ever he's available. He would be happy to come out and speak with you. Also, I wanted to share with you quickly. I got this from Brother Usman of the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat, and I think I should share it. As a community with specific burial rights, that is the Muslim community, we want to ensure you that we are doing everything to prevent the spread of COVID-19. If we do not take action to prevent the spread of COVID, we may lose all rights and access to our deceased Muslim. Thus, they may end up in mass grave or yet worse, and they would be cremated. So they are suggesting a couple things here. Transportation from site of the dead body to storage site. Direct contact of human remains or body fluid should be minimized during transportation. The body from the site of the dead and during reception at the designated body storage site. You have to be careful. Those in contact with the wrapped body should wear appropriate PPE to minimize exposure of infection of body fluids, contaminated object and other contaminated environment surface. It is suggested a set of PPE is gloves, long sleeve, water resistant gown. Doctors and scientists are not 100% sure that this disease and how it's transmitted. So they're urging everyone to be careful. And though the body is in seal and in box, there is still concern of touch contamination. Best to be prepared. And if you're interested, he had a contact number to send out more information. So, you know, be careful. And again, most of us not allowed to attend the funerals, etc. So, thank you, Puneet. And again, the lines would be open if anyone wanted to share and give their personal experience and some of the do's and don'ts. We'd love to hear from you. 416-620-1778. Right now, however, we'd like to present 10 minutes Quranic recitation. Last Saturday, I was here on this program, not realizing what my sister living alone in New Jersey was going through. You see, just about a year and a half ago, she lost her husband, Saeed Shalabi, due to illness. Prior to that, he was about 7 months in the hospital, and being by herself and having to care for him and travel back and forth, it was a challenge indeed. When she lost him, she doesn't have any children. She lived with him in a house. She became a prisoner in her own home. She was always crying and grieving. But she got sick, wasn't answering the phone, couldn't hear from her. With one of my aunt, a senior who lived there, suggested we should call the police, and they did. And the police went in and checked her temperature. And they said that she would be okay. So that gave us a little comfort. But again, not being able to see her, my sister living there, dropped in on her, checked on her, would give her something to eat. But they would not stay because they themselves would be concerned about health risk. As a result, the next day, that's a Friday when the police came, the Saturday after my sister went to visit, they found her unconscious. Calling the paramedics, they came and took her, revived her, and on the way to the hospital, she passed. The death certificate indicated respiratory failure due to possibly COVID. But prior to that, she was taken for the COVID test. And it's only, I believe, Wednesday or Thursday, they got the result that it was COVID. I'm sharing this with you to let you know it could happen so quickly indeed. And after that, well, of course, the body cannot be touched. It cannot be, nobody could see it, etc. So today we are remembering her. And it's Salams Canada, brought to you by the children of Lazina and the late Abdulaziz, in memory of their big daughter or big sister, Zuraida Zuri Shalabi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
طَهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى تَنْزِيلًا مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى وَإِنْ تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى
طه We have not revealed unto thee, Muhammad, this Quran that thou shouldst be distressed, but as a reminder unto him who feareth, a revelation from him who created the earth and the high heavens, the Beneficent One who is established on the throne, and to him belongeth whatsoever is in the heavens, and whatsoever is in the earth, and whatsoever is between them, and whatsoever is beneath the sod. And if thou speakest aloud, then lo, he knoweth the secret thought, and that which is yet more hidden. Allah, there's no God save him. His are the most beautiful names.
وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَىٰ إِذْ رَآ نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا إِنِّي آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى.
Had there come unto thee the story of Moses, when he saw a fire and said unto his folk, Wait, lo, I see a fire afar off. Peradventure I may bring you a brand therefrom, or may find guidance at the fire. And when he reached it, he was called by name, O Moses, lo, I, even I am thy Lord. So take off thy shoes, for lo, thou art in the holy valley of Tua.
وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرْضَى.
And I have chosen thee, so hearken unto that which is inspired. Lo, I, even I, am Allah. There's no God save me, so serve me, and establish worship for my remembrance. Lo, the hour is surely coming, but I will, to keep it hidden, that every soul may be rewarded for that which it striveth to achieve. Therefore, let not him turn thee aside from the thought of it, who believeth not therein, but followeth his own desire, lest thou perish.
وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَىٰ فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى قال خذها ولا تخف سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى واضمم يدك إلى جناحك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء آية أخرى لنريك من آياتنا الكبرى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
And what is that in thy right hand, O Moses? He said, This is my staff whereon I lean and wherewith I beat down branches for my sheep and wherein I find other uses. He said, Cast it down, O Moses. So he cast it down, and lo, it was a serpent gliding. He said, Grasp it and fear not, we shall return it to its former state. And thrust thy hand within thine armpit, it will come forth white without